Well, I think that Vern would be real good. And so would she.
What is her name again?
Phoebe.
No, what is her name?
Phoebe.
Phoebe.
Phoebe, yes.
Phoebe Davis?
No, Roger Davis, his wife. What's her name?
Oh, Mrs. Roger Davis.
Yeah.
And where does she live, LaRose?
They're down at Indian Wells.
Where's Indian Wells?
Keams.
Oh,
between
yeah.
Keams and Holbrook.
Yeah, that'd be a heck of a way far piece to go talk to her, though.
Yeah, and I don't know that she'd cooperate when we got there, so. I'd say go ahead and work with Vern.
He made a good steering the other one there in Crown Point.
Uh-huh.
What about the old man that you mentioned that you saw, Haney?
Sam
Haney.
Yeah, he's really very, very old, though, isn't he?
He really is. I don't know whether...
There was an Indian at
I don't know, though.
At Dalton Pass, whose girl was so beautiful. You remember when we made the wedding veil and so forth for him?
Dick Grove.
Oh.
Are they still in that
region?
There's some around, yeah. They've got a kid, a boy that just got married. And, oh, he's a nice boy. He's just real nice girl. They might be some help.
And who was the old woman and man at White Rock that I just love so?
Oh, there's an old gentleman.
Paul Teller.
Teller.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Paul Teller.
I guess they know how to live it.
Let me see. She died.
Oh.
And he's still living.
Well, he's pretty old man.
Yeah,
he is an old man.
He's feeble.
She came up to Crown Point after we moved from White Rock one day. And her horse came in house and he said, "There's someone to see you." And I stepped into the store, and she was out in the bullpen and I was behind the counter. And we both kind of stood there and looked at each other for a minute. She came right through that fence and through the gate and just hugged and kissed.
Yeah,
wow.
She was almost a pretty sweet old girl.
Yeah, well, it was the first time I'd ever had anybody really show their affection like that. Right there in front of the whole, it was, you could have heard a pin drop through that store. Everybody just stopped what they were doing and their mouths just fell open, mine included.
Yeah, everyone was always fresh.
She was a sweet old woman.
Oh, I don't know. Other than this man, who we could try.
Now, Vern has been there most of his life, so he would be most familiar with that area.
Yes.
He's been there all his life.
He's been there all his life.
All his life.
And I think he'd be a real good one.
Well, usually you don't need more than one person, or one person who's willing to talk, because if you get one person who's cooperative, then he's more than willing to say, "I don't know that, but so-and-so will certainly know that."
Now, you'll find Vern very slow to work with. Since his stroke, he speaks quite slowly. He wants to be sure and have it distinct, and so he speaks quite slowly.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing wrong with his thinking. He talks excellent English. And I think that it really means. Well, there's a time there today for something. Somebody moved from the cafe, or I don't know what was going on. Anyway, I was having to go to 40 times every day. So this one night I was tired and I was kind of disgusted anyway. And boy, me, I was coming home, starting that little south. And I noticed these lights ahead of me, and I didn't have sense enough to slow down a little bit and find out what was going on. I just gained on them just real fast, and I thought to myself, "Oh, I bet that's in that old place," and sure enough it was. Man, I just ground him. I figured, well, he knows how fast I'm driving by now anyway. So he turned his little red light on, and I pulled over and stopped, and he came back and he said, "Don't you know that's going pretty fast?" And I said, "Yeah, it sure is going pretty fast." "Oh," he said, "Miss Palmer, I didn't know it was you. I thought maybe your boys had your car driving too fast." I said, "No, sir, don't you ever let them drive fast like that." And he said, "Well, I thought it's those boys, so I know you don't want them to drive fast like that, so I thought I'd better stop them." And so we went on like this for 30 minutes. And he said, "Are you in a hurry?" And I said, "I sure am." And he said, "I'll go first." So he went and jumped in that panel and took off ahead of me and turned that red light on. And you think I didn't have help trying to stay up and do
it? What were you driving in? The Saab?
I stayed up with him, but man, I didn't want that red light out of sight. It happened right at Coyote Canyon, didn't it?
Yeah, that way you went through Coyote Canyon.
Before it's paved. And I had an escort all the way into Crown Point.
Well, you know, I took Mike Sims when he was running for Congress out through that road, through Coyote Canyon. That was before it was paved, too. And I tell you, we nearly lost a congressional candidate because he thought he'd come to the end of the world.
Pretty rough,
that time. Oh, he got out of that little bus he was driving, looked like he was going to shake to pieces. Then he shook hands with everybody and flew across that reservation. You know, we got to Lillian's place there, Standing Rock. And I noticed him kind of looking at his hands and holding them kind of out from him, you know. And we ran into Lillian's and he wondered if he could wash his hands. So she took him in the kitchen to wash his hands in the kitchen sink. And you know, that water. She offered him a glass of water, and he took a sip of that water, and he was really looking for a place to spit it out. It was just the most pitiful sight I ever saw. It's so nasty.
It's got a lot of soda in it.
No, I haven't seen it. Nice and clean.
That's a real good book. I've enjoyed that book.
Does it have a text to it, or just pictures? What kind of silverwork are you getting now? Is it?
We're not buying any new. There isn't too much silverwork that's being done at home. Most of it is being done in shops, hired. They've hired people to work for them, like Toby Turpin and others. Not too much is being done in the homes. I know one or two families that does a little bit, but most part they don't.
Is there one area of the reservation that does more and better work than another?
Borrego Pass has probably the best silversmiths in the country.
Now they're doing it at home, aren't they?
Yeah, they're doing it at home. Uh-huh. They're doing piecework.
Borrego Pass.
Uh-huh. Now it is from Pruitt. Puts 20 miles west of Grant. About that, isn't it, Nora? And then Borrego Pass is about 20 miles north of that. It's northeast of Grant.
Is that where they market it, at Borrego Pass?
Yes, he buys quite a lot of it.
Uh-huh.
And then they take it around to different people. But he keeps them supplied with the silver and the turquoise.
You should go.
You should talk to him.
Well, what do you get mostly at Ground Point?
We just deal with. We don't really buy any of the jewelry. We just deal with the palm.
Now, is this a recent change, or has it always been this way?
It's always been this way.
Ground Point never was much on silver.
How about rugs?
Our rugs are improving all the time. Crown Point has never been famous for their good rugs. But we had a few good weavers, not many. But since we started the rug auction, which was 4 years ago, why, they've improved greatly. The quality of rugs is much better.
Is there a particular pattern that's characteristic of that area?
There was. Now they're copying everybody.
We had some good weavers at White Rock. All these rugs came out of there.
Mm-hmm. Where's Herb Blatchford? What's he doing in there?
I don't see a lot of people there, you know.
There he is at work as a counselor. There's another one to get talked to. It's Herbert Blatchford. It's this guy right here.
Does he live in Crown Point?
No, he lives in Gallup. And he manages the Gallup Indian Center. You know where that?
Sure.
Oh, he manages that.
Mm-hmm.
And this is him, so you'll be sure to know him.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he could give you a lot of, he studied this pretty much as you're wanting to.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much from the legend standpoint, but as how it happened and where it happened and when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And he would be real good to work with you. And I've never known him to turn his back when there was a job to be done that he felt would be beneficial to anybody.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to ask you is whether you were aware of the ONEO sending in teams into your area for this same purpose. Because they told me that they had a, I don't know whether they called it an agent or agency or district set up, and they mentioned Crown Point as one of the areas that they've been working in.
Yes, Tom Ration was in charge of it. And I don't know how successful it's been. I know that he's been working with it. But how successful it is, I don't know. I have no idea.
Do you have, you know Tom Ration very well?
No, not too well.
Am I free to speak?
yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I know, and the reason I ask is because Tom Ration is working with us.
Oh, is he? Well, good.
And I didn't know that he was working with the ONEO also. He's been bringing us a lot of material, only some of which has been from the Crown Point area. Most of it he's getting someplace else.
Tom Ration
isn't
from Crown Point, is he?
No, he's Smith Lake.
Yeah, that's where he's getting most of his material.
Well, in fact, in that field is Braggle Pass.
Between Smith Lake and Braggle Pass.
I didn't know him too well, but I do remember the name. But what I remembered of it, about him, I didn't like him.
I don't know. I wouldn't trade with him for anything. But this is just the sort of thing he would do, just like he was saying, working with both groups, not letting either group know where probably neither one of you would mind knowing that.
Well, it really doesn't make any difference.
I can't see where it would. Jesus, book is
but good. You know, when Howard faced the same problem, when he was trying to decide whether to record for me and Rough Rock at the same time, he wouldn't touch it. And he said that he'd like to do it, but he was pretty sure that the Rough Rock people wouldn't like it.
Well, here's Alan Hawthorne, Captain Hawthorne's room.
Part of this book was done a long
time ago, and then she came back later and finished it. That's what it looks like, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now it shows Ned Hatafe as the first manager of the Arts and Crafts Guild. Was there anything more in that I could help you with?
Well, I hope that.
I'm sort of at a loss to know how to help.
No, I think that the contact is the most important thing. And just the fact that I've had a little time to talk with you and be able to say to Vern that I have talked with you will, I'm sure, make it seem
we're
a little
good friends,
more.
So I think that it will.
Well, it's exactly the same thing that you did with Howard and a lot of other people, too.